Even as Jamaica tries to cope with an apparent increase in young suicides, the country is now dealing with parental abuse. This is WAVS News. An official of the Child Protection and Family Agency calling on parents facing personal challenges in their lives to reach out for help.
Because they say, you know, it's not harmful, they turned out good, that's what they know, that's what their parents did. But there are alternatives. And very often parents don't have the patience to learn or to apply the alternatives. Conversations with your children, you know, what are the expectations? Very often we don't talk with children to say, this is the behavior that I expect of you. But we don't set those expectations. But when they mess up, we beat them and say, don't do that.
Dr. Warren Thompson spoke on TVJ and urged parents facing a need for counseling to reach out to the agency.
Once a parent is having a challenge, reach out to us and we see how best we can provide support. Then, of course, there's a National Parenting Support Commission. They have parent mentors. They have the parenting circles, I believe. But they have facilities in place to support parents.
The Comptroller of Customs in Antigua and Barbuda is explaining the cooperation between security agencies that resulted in a record seizure of ganja recently. Raju Badu tells Observer Media about the specifics of monitoring cargo imports at two entry points into the country.
We have interdicted the marijuana basically at both the places. The concealment is normally they conceal in foodstuffs. They declare it as foodstuff. Amongst the foodstuff, they stuff this, the herb, which is purported to be marijuana, a green substance.
The ganja seized at the airport and the Deepwater Harbor, some 92 pounds, was estimated at $500,000. Seaboard Marine Limited has launched a bi-weekly refrigerated consolidation service between Kingston, Jamaica and Grand Cayman, a move designed to lower shipping costs for smaller exporters while addressing Cayman's dependence on the U.S. for food imports. The service will deliver cargo within 36 hours and enables multiple Jamaican exporters to consolidate temperature-sensitive shipments into a single container, sharing costs while maintaining cold chain integrity. The model is expected to appeal to products, to producers of fresh fruits, vegetables, baked goods, juices, and pharmaceuticals, as well as retailers and restaurants in the Cayman Islands that rely on a steady supply of perishable goods. The U.S. Embassy in Trinidad and Tobago's Deputy Chief of Mission, Charlie Franta, has officially opened Foreign Exchange, a barbershop in Diego Martin for formerly incarcerated individuals. The announcement Thursday says the barbershop was opened with the financial support of the U.S. Embassy and increases citizen security by equipping formerly incarcerated individuals with marketable skills, helping them secure stable employment and reducing the risk of recidivism. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.